It's exciting when you win. It's exciting when you lose because the process should be exactly the same. Whether you win or you lose, as you go back and you look and you find things that you could have done better, you find things that you've done well that worked, you figure out how did they work, why did they work, and how can you make them work again.
It's time to pull that energy from fear, doubt, anxiety, out of competition and comparison. If you're going to get it done, I need you to listen and focus.
The people that are living their dream are finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win.
You're in a losing culture. You've been in a generation after generation after generation of losing. You're like, I'm dying. When you wake up in the morning, I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day. Listen to me very closely. I do not get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to lose. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. When you set out for a goal, expect that it's going to happen. That's all I need you to do. Number one, expect it to happen.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
You will never win the battle if you don't get up.
Getting knocked down does not mean that you stay down. Getting knocked down doesn't mean that you're not breathing. Getting knocked down doesn't mean that it's over. Getting knocked down doesn't mean that you just stay on your back because that ground is hard and it's cold. You better learn how to get up.
It's necessary that you associate with winners, that you work your system, that you are relentless, that you never give up. It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this, that it's hard. But you've got to say, it's not over until I win.
It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
I am ready to be a winner. I deserve to be a winner. I am destined to be a winner. From this day forth, all I know is winning. Listen to me. I am determined, come hell or high water, to win.
We win because we are disciplined. We will not falter.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
We did not come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
True desire in the heart, that itch that you have, whatever it is you want to do, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you, sent beforehand already to indicate that it's yours. Aspire to make a difference.
See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
Never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So, keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So, keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work. While it may be frightening, it will also be rewarding. So you got to get out there, you got to give it everything you got, whether it's your time,
your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. Because taking risk is not just about going for a job. It's also about knowing what you know and what you don't know. It's about being open to people and to ideas. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Because the chances you take, the people you meet, the people you love, the faith that you have, that's what's going to define you.
You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. If you want to make your dream become reality, the people that are running at their dreams know that it's possible that you can live your dream. That it's necessary that you're relentless, that you have a plan of action, that you are creative. The people that are living their dream are finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that it's, if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win.
Listen to me very closely. Winners win and losers lose. And there are those of you out there, you lose it and you don't deserve to lose. You put in the work, you worked hard and you lose it. And I need you to do me a favor. This is the year to turn that around.
The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one, I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. The people that are running after their dreams are the people that are hungry.
Listen to me very closely. Some of you are broke. Listen to me, you flat out broke. Right? You ain't got gas money. And we're not just talking about money. You broke in your relationships, you broke in your health. And you're not broke because you have to be. Right? And I'm telling you, your whole life is going to change. If you would get off the couch, stop playing video games.
When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information. You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
Like, for real, you broke. If you broke, you broke. Stop complaining. Stop going to a job you don't like. You are broke. Listen to me, you're going to a job you don't like. You've been there 15, 20 years, and I ain't tripping on a job. I'm not even saying you should quit the job. But I'm saying that after you get off work, just like you invest in them, you need to invest in yourself. And the problem is simple. You're not investing in your idea.
That you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, and always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
And you're broke because you're not getting the eye. You're not understanding the eye. I told you last week, it is about an invention, an idea.
And I got to separate what I do from who I am.
Listen to me, you ain't got, your phone getting cut off, on and off. Listen to me, you are broke.
You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this, that it's hard. But you've got to say, I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. As you work to help other people to become successful, that feeds your success. That if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, And if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or dull, sickness or pain or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God you'll get it. It's not over until I win.
You gotta have care to have passion. And you hear people say all the time, I don't care. If that's you, you don't have passion. You gotta care. Okay? You gotta care if we win or lose. You gotta care if we come in last place. You gotta care if I won a championship, I'm gonna be pissed off. You gotta care if you get divorced. You gotta care if you file bankruptcy. You gotta care if you don't get the 3.0 GPA you shooting for. You fill in your goals, you fill in your blanks, you fill in your dreams, you fill in your goals. And at the end of the day, let me tell you something, champ. You gotta care. Because if you don't care, guess what? It ain't gonna happen. If you don't care, guess what? You ain't gonna grind. If you don't care, guess what? You gonna quit when it's getting tough. If you don't care, you gonna throw in the towel. So I'm here to tell you, the first thing we gotta do is get you to care about your future, get you to care about your goals, get you to care about succeeding, get you to care about failing. Let me tell you something. If you go into a jungle, there's two people who care. That lion, that gazelle. That gazelle wants to live another day, and that lion wants to eat so he can live another day. And let me tell you who's gonna win that battle. The one who cares the most. Because that lion knows, if I give all my energy at this gazelle, and if I miss the gazelle, if I don't catch the gazelle, I've exerted all this energy and I don't get to eat, I gotta waste another day to eat, I'm in trouble because I won't have the same strength tomorrow. I won't have the same focus tomorrow. I won't have the same drive tomorrow. I won't have the same energy tomorrow. So I got to care enough that I see this opportunity, I see that gazelle coming by, I gotta get it. But on the other hand, that gazelle is like, man, if I can elude this lion, I can live another day. If I can elude this lion, I can get home to my family. If I can elude this lion, I can get home to my babies. If I can elude this lion, I can get my family out the projects. If I can elude this lion, we can get off welfare. If I can elude this lion, I can get out of bankruptcy. If I can elude this lion just one more day, maybe I can get off drugs. If I can just elude this lion, even in the jungle, the lion and the gazelle, the one who's gonna win is the one who cares the most. And I don't care where you are in life. I don't even care what your lot is in life. I don't care where your mama is. I don't care what your daddy is. I don't care what they did. I don't care how they are. I don't care your background. I don't care what house you're in. I don't care what neighbor you from. I don't care what side of the track that you're on. All I'm telling you right now is that until you care, you can't get to A. Inside your company, who cares the most? Inside your division, who cares the most? Inside your family, who cares the most? We gotta care, man. And if that lion is hungry enough, and if he care enough, he gonna get that gazelle. But if that gazelle is fast enough and elusive enough, that gazelle gonna get away. When you wake up in the morning, every day, you gotta care. And you gotta live your life like you're a lion. You gotta live your life like you are that gazelle.
Hello, and welcome to your day. A day of fulfillment, a day of opportunity. A day of opportunities or challenges that may come your way. What are your expectations? What is it that you ultimately want? What are you looking to do? It is time for you to stop wandering in the wilderness and start focusing on the journey at hand. pushing yourself forward and working as hard as you can is only a fraction of what this journey is going to be all about. Will you be prepared? Are you prepared? Will you accept the fact that your birth was no accident? Will you accept the fact that there is a purpose attached to you? Will you accept the fact that you are a living, breathing testimony? It is time for you to stop feeling sorry. It is time for you to stop doubting. It is time for you to stop being afraid. The risk that you take, in most cases, are the greatest victories of all. You cannot sit back and wait and wonder and think that you do not know what it is that you are seeking. You are seeking success. You are seeking victories. You are seeking growth. You are seeking potential. Because you, my friend, are the greatest creation on earth. All you have to do is fight for what it is that you believe in. Push with integrity. Don't just hope for it. Will it. Don't just think about it. Be about it. If you want something, you have to go get it. It's all business, nothing personal. Stop keeping your head down. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. If you want it, go get it. It's yours. Your body, your mind, your soul. It is one. All you gotta do is go out there and get what it is that you are looking for. It is not going to be easy, my friend. It is not going to be a walk in the park where you can walk and smile all day. There are going to be some dark days. There are going to be some rainy days. There are going to be some sunny days. But at the end of the day, you are above ground and not under it. It is time for you to push harder than you've ever pushed in your life. It is time for you to work as hard as you can. I want you to take a look in the mirror. The image in the mirror, that is not who you are. You are greater than the image in the mirror. You walk. You push. You do whatever it takes. You keep working hard. You dig deep. You find a way. You make a way. This is your time. Don't wait for somebody else to give you something. Earn it. You work for it. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
And I believe collectively as a group, we're going to kick the competition's butt because we understand how important it is to think, execute, and dominate.
Suck it up!
Get tough!
Suck it up. Get tough. People want to have success. People want to make a lot of money, but they want it to be easy without any challenges. Do you think it was easy for me to become one of the top 450 basketball players in the world that you never heard of? The only way I made it to the NBA, that was fundamentally sound, I was mentally tough, and I never quit. And even when I wanted to quit, I had people in my life that would make sure I didn't quit. I hired and set out the top 10 motivational speakers, watched all their videos, and I watched them one by one because I understand that if I pay attention to what the best are doing, I could be the best too. I watched game film on Michael Jordan. No matter how much I watched, I couldn't do what Michael Jordan could do. I would watch Magic Johnson. I couldn't do what Magic Johnson would do. But I sat there and had these videos. I watched Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. My whole wife was scared. I was scared. I called him to my office, and I said what a husband say. I said, "Baby, we're gonna be okay." Every month the checking account was dribbling. I said, "Babe, we're gonna be okay. Let's start a motivational speaking business." I go to Jerry Sloan and I say, "Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but since we don't scrimmage, I feel like I can't show you what I can do. Golden Corral, hear me clearly. Listen to his answer, and it will unlock some mysteries as to how you become the best in the world at what you do over a long period of time. Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but I feel like I can't show you what I can do." He says, "Walter, I already know what you can do. But if you want to make my team, I suggest you listen, follow directions, and execute." Listen, follow directions, and execute. What I didn't realize, even though we didn't scrimmage in practice, throughout practice, we did drills, and he created what I call habits and rituals. Every single day, practice was the same. Every single day, we drilled on fundamentals. Every single day, we worked on the habits and rituals. So even though my mind was floating, even though I was selfish and self-centered, he was conditioning me into the culture through practice of habits and rituals. The reason why I tripled my NBA income in 3 years is because of habits and rituals. Next year, if your name didn't get called to come across the stage, I'm here to tell you they will call your name next year if you go back home and execute habits and rituals. I wanted to scrimmage for me, but Jerry Sloan was getting me ready to play for the Utah Jazz. So every day, it was about habits and rituals. Having hot food is about habits and rituals. Great customer service is about habits and rituals. Being the best in the world at what you do, being a pro, is all about habits and rituals.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it. Whatever you have a love for, if you have to walk, you would go get it. If you have to beg someone, you would go get it.
I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout, and I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team, and it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning, so I thank you.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us strong. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor and acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle. Rest at the end, not in the middle. Be yourself. That's it. Be you. Be you. There's no gimmick. There's no... You don't have to contrive anything. Who are you? Where are you today? What is your story? Where does that come from?
And if you guys can understand that, then I'm doing my job as a father. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Mamba out.
It's time. You got one life to live. It's time to get it done. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but get it done. It's time to listen. It's time to focus. What haven't you been able to accomplish? What has stopped you? What has haunted you? Why are you losing sleep over it? All roads lead back to what you're focusing on and who you're listening to. Energy flows where focus goes. So what are you focused on? If you haven't been able to get it done, today marks the first day of the best days of your life. So where focus goes, energy flows. I'm talking to you. If you're gonna get it done, I need you to listen and focus. At all costs, protect your peace. If you're gonna get it done, you gotta let some things go. Stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting until you see it. Stop waiting for somebody to come and save you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. The problem with many of you is that you're focused on your fears. You're focused on the risk more than you are the reward. The prize goes to the hardest worker in the room. The question is, how bad do you want this? The problem with many of you is that you're not tired enough. You're focused on the pain of the process more than you are the glory on the other side. You're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong voices. It's time to pull that energy from fear. Pull that energy away from doubt. How bad do you want this? If you can hear my voice, I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, if you are daring enough, if your faith is outrageous enough to take a chance on yourself. It's time to manifest. It's time to get it done. Fight, fight, fight for your future. It may hurt, but get it done. With tears in your eyes, get it done. If nobody believes in you, get it done. If the person you love most walks out on you, get it done. If your children don't believe in you, get it done. If your spouse don't believe in you, get it done. It's always impossible until it's done. So get it done. Over the course of my life, I've come to realize that in order to get things done, there are some things I've got to get over. And that's the problem with many of you, is that you're not over the relationship gone bad. You're not over the job that you lost. You're not over the person that walked out on you, the people and the places where you've experienced trauma and anguish. You're not over it. You're not over the fear. You're not over the anxiety.
You don't smile anymore. You don't laugh anymore. You don't love like you used to. And there are some things you're going to have to get over. You have not been able to get it done because you're carrying so much weight from the past. You don't feel like it. But newsflash, stop waiting to feel it. At the end of the day, you can listen to a million motivational speeches, but you are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done. The moment you are no longer willing to tolerate where you are, everything changes. Nobody's going to be able to pull you out of the murky water, out of this muddy, bloody, painful, miserable place that you're in. You're going to have to make up your mind. Enough is enough. I'm getting out of this place. And I got stuff to do. I've got a destiny to fulfill. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to let go of some things? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you ready to be consistent? Are you tired of this version of yourself? Get over the pain. Get over the trauma. Get over the betrayal. Get over who left you. Get over who lied on you. Get over it. If you're gonna get it done, you've gotta get over it. Release the pain. Release the unforgiveness. Release the fear. If you're going to get it done, you're gonna have to eliminate all distractions and put your blinders on. I don't know what your goal is. Let the world reject you. Let the world close doors on you. Let the world tell you no. I'm just wondering, can you dig deep inside yourself? The future goes to the hardest worker in the room. You have everything you need to get started. Stop waiting for the weather to change in your life. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting for a handout. Stop waiting for everybody to believe in you and cheer for you and affirm you. Life knocked you in the mouth years ago and you haven't hit back yet. You hit back with determination. You hit back with focus. You hit back when you listen. You hit back when you are disciplined. You hit back with resilience. Get in the ring and hit back. It's time to get up and hit back. Stand in a mirror and tell yourself, I've got a destiny to fulfill. It's simple, but it's not easy. But all you have is all you need. It's the start that stops most people. Start now.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.